co-director for Aladdin while we were going through all of those problems with it. Is there, do you remember anything about that that we should know about, other than it was a very stressful? And Yang Lai, Joe, I don't know if Yang Lai's still around. I haven't tracked him down.
I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Fred, do you know if Yang Lai Cho is still...
I don't know. I haven't talked to him for a while. Well, I had a lot to do with him after that and got some other context. Actually, I did a little work with him one year when I was over at Argonne.
Oh, he did find something.
Is this okay if I track that?
Sure.
That's great.
That's why I told you to look in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I can even heat it up if you'd rather have it hot.
I don't know.
It's better cold. In this weather, anyway. So, I just thought, because I was there, so I remember how, you know, the tension.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in the technical details, so... I don't remember a lot of them.
It was mainly Ed, I think, and I remember one of
the... Well, Ed and the other people that were there, they can tell you about the technical details.
Yeah.
I think, did Charlie talk about any of that?
No, we didn't get quite there.
Dave Lynch, I think, has probably given us a lot of information about
that. Nearly everyone has touched on it, so it's been really paved.
So I thought maybe if you had some... Mm-hmm. Something you wanted to add, or some personal thing that happened that you should be added to all of that.
Really,
Dave Lynch has been really helpful. He's helped me track down people, and of course Cliff Olson, you know, was actually gonna work with us on this. And in fact, the week that he died, he and I talked about we were gonna get together the next week. And then, of course, he died, and we never got an opportunity to do that. So it was quite a shock for us. Because he had saved a lot of, you know, a lot of just information things, and it was in his basement. So Dave Lynch has been going through what's in Cliff's basement, and he periodically brings us a couple of boxes of things that I think what he's doing is sorting through and keeping all of the stuff that was Ames lab, you know, the materials, and he took a whole trailer full back to Ames, I think, in a warehouse, and he's sorting through it as he has time. And so I expect one of these days we'll get another couple of boxes probably from that. But Cliff had saved virtually everything, so there was a lot of material that Cliff had that was there. And then again Walt, I think we've got some things from Walt, and we have lots of documentation that we have not even looked at, so we just really don't know exactly what's in there, because we wanted to try to get these interviews done this summer while Eric was available. I had more time than trying to do it during the school.
Let me give you another thing to think about a little bit. That is there is this sort of competition between solid state physics and material science and particle physics, which has gone on. You know, some of the big shots in Phil Anderson, I have a copy of his attack on NAL when it started. I still have that. 1972, when Main Ring first worked. Frank Cole wrote an article in this, and He wrote this attack. And then when the SSC came along, he did exactly the same thing. So there was all this business, and these guys were saying, you know, you guys are big science, we're small science. And we're just small science, we're different, we're better than everything, you know, so on. So well, one of the things that the storage wing did there, the way it was organized, is exactly the way energy physics labs are organized. In other words, in terms of users and people operate. And that was brand new to that field. He didn't like that at all. In fact, even the funding mechanisms were, when we funded the the Air Force funded the ring, they said, of course, you don't understand, you understand that we cannot fund this for as a general users facility. We have to fund this for some specific people at Wisconsin. And of course, if you do that, then other people can probably use it too. And that was the basis under which we started. And to do that, I had to convince two guys at Wisconsin, well, Bob Bach and I did, to come and join. And one of them was Taylor.
Oh, Jim Taylor.
He really made a career out of this, man. Another was Dick Dexter.
And Dexter, we have not, he's around yet. We have to find
him. No, Ed could not get along with him.
No.
It was just a disaster. There isn't any other way to put it. But, and then Dick went off and went in plasma physics, and he did pretty well there, I thought. At the end, he built more devices and so on. He was a pretty smart guy. But anyway, those two guys came in, and they got funded under the same grant, that same grant, and started research, and that's the basis under which things started. Well, we and then Ed ran it as a user facility. And it just took off from there.
Well, even now, you know, we're struggling because the 3 weeks that Quanta that we have, you know, all of the other high energy machines and stuff, you know, they're coming in for a day or two and getting their data and gone. And it's a hard concept even now to sell to NIH, to NSF, that you need this longer time frame for people to take their data to be useful. And so we still struggle with that.
The thing down at Argonne, you know, that thing is, it takes forever to do an experiment there. You know, you have to set up your own little institution there. Mm-hmm. And they've got, I don't know, I forget how many, you know, kinds of wigglers and straight section and so on. Anyway. But, you know, that big science, small science stuff, you know, you'll come across in the future.
Yeah, and I've heard, I mean, you know, that's something I've heard about.
But analysts with first place to actually do that in that field. And, you know, and those guys who did do it, like Fred Brown and Helmut Fritschi and Fujita, were really bucking tradition in their own field. So they were really sticking their necks out.
But they came out ahead.
Yeah, they did. Well, they made a good bet.
Yeah, well, we've been able to document that it was the first machine. The Talus was the first machine, first dedicated machine.
Yeah, that's right.
In the world, I mean, initially.
Well, storage ring. I think that, you know, that when the NDS thing was no longer being used for nuclear physics, when they were doing that with the Betatron. So
you're suggesting Bob Madden's probably someone we should get a hold of from now. He's still.
You might want to talk to him about that.
I'll try to contact him. I think I have a phone number for him early time. And Dick Dexter, I think, is still in Madison somewhere, but the physics department should know where he is, I think.
The department should know, I didn't think he was in Madison. I haven't seen him for a long time.
Oh, you think that he's... I thought he was still... that he still came in occasionally. Maybe not. I'll talk... they've brought back... the gal that used to be the graduate student coordinator, and she works like one day a week or something. She retired. She's now trying to keep track of all the emeritus faculty and stuff for the physics department.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Bob Borchers, of course, I know with Bob, and I'm in contact with Bob. So,
he's in
Virginia.
Hmm.
And actually, Bridget died about a year and a half ago. Very sudden. She from some really unusual kind of cancer, and it was like 5 weeks from the time they discovered it till she died. It was very, very fast. But they live in Reston. Is where he's now. He went from Boulder to D.C. with NSF. He was with NSF.
I see.
And I think he's still. Does some work with NSF. but he was fairly new into the game. You know, he's come much later in there, so I'm going to talk to him at some point.
This must be your, this must be your network, you know. Let me just take a look here. And,